God wants you to speak faith. Well, greetings once again. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith broadcast. I'm so glad you could join us for another broadcast. We're getting into some good things today, so you stay tuned because it's going to be an exciting program. Now, I want to follow up briefly on something I said on the last program. I made the statement that we didn't have to be too concerned about the whole issue of being able to assemble together as believers, because surely the Supreme Court would look at the First Amendment and say, oh, well, you guys can't prevent the churches from assembling together. It's right there in the First Amendment. It's in there in black and white, plain as day. Well, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. The Supreme Court ruled that the state could deny churches the ability to assemble together during this pandemic issue that's going on. And that is, this I'm sure, I trust, will be overturned in the near future, because I'm sure it will be challenged again. The First Amendment is very clear that we have the right to assemble together. And the Scripture is very clear that we should be assembling together. And so much more as we see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:25. We should be assembling together, particularly during these last of the last days that we're living in. Now, there's a lot of things going on in our country right now. And more than anything, I encourage you to pray. Now, I know there's a lot of people saying, we need to pray. And people just kind of, I don't know, they take the attitude of, oh, yeah, I know, we need to pray. But, brethren, I'm telling you, this is a time to pray. We need to stand strong for the Word of God. We need to stand strong for the Constitution of the United States of America. And we need to do what God's calling us to do. Now, praise the Lord for my pastor, Dr. Ed Taylor. He preached a message just two Sundays ago when we met. Now, we're meeting in the afternoon right now, Sunday afternoons, because our building that we normally meet in is a community center, and it is owned by the government, and the government will not open it right now. So we can't meet there. But a local church, another church, has graciously allowed us to meet in their building on Sunday afternoons. And so we're doing that. All right? But during that message, my pastor, Dr. Taylor, said that we as believers can get so involved in political issues and emotional issues and all of these things that we lose sight of the true mission that we have. And that's to preach and teach the uncompromising Word of Faith message. And that struck home to me. I mean, that just really hit me strong in my heart. But that's exactly what we need to be doing. We need to be preaching and teaching the Word of God, because nothing will change people's hearts and minds other than the Word of God. Okay? Now, all of the argument, all of the discussion, all of those things, it has its place, don't get me wrong, but primarily, predominantly, what we need to be doing as believers is praying and standing for the Word of God. It does not negate last episode or whatever you want to call it, netcast. It doesn't negate that last message about we stand for those and believe and receive from those in authority, like my pastor. He preached this message, and it hit me, and I said, yes, sir, I repent. You're right. I salute, and I do what my pastor said to do. So that is an authority speaking into my life that I need, okay? So I believe and I receive from proper authority. Don't get me wrong. But if an authority, like a governmental authority, tells us we cannot preach the gospel, we cannot stay on our mission, we cannot assemble together, that's a different thing altogether. We must obey God rather than man. Okay? I wanted to make that clarification because there's too many people getting off mission. They're getting off mission, and we need to get back on mission. Okay? Now, let's talk about Word of Faith Radio. I always do. Word of Faith Radio's on mission, and they are preaching and teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith every single day, 24/7, 365. It's out there ministering the Word of God. The main station, the healing station, the music station, and the KJV station. Four stations in the Word of Faith Radio Network. And you need to take advantage of those stations and receive from them. Then, of course, SpeakFaith.tv is our Roku channel. Some of you have forgotten. I've talked about the live channel so much. Some of you have forgotten we even have a Roku channel. That is on demand. You can receive from all of the shows, all of the broadcasts that are on SpeakFaith.tv anytime, on demand, by going to our Roku channel and watching that. Okay, so all you need is a Roku device and then subscribe to SpeakFaith.tv, as it says there on the lower third, SpeakFaith.tv channel. And there's instructions on how to do that at this URL. This is a web address, speakfaith.tv. Go to that. There are instructions there that will allow you to subscribe to the Roku channel. And then, of course, there's the live channel that's available anytime at this address. Okay? https://sftv.io. Now, I know .io is an unusual extension for a web address, and it kind of is short for input-output. Okay, that's a computer term. But it is abbreviated and shortened as much as I could because it's easier to type when you're typing it into, using a remote and typing it into a Fire TV, which is the best way to watch SpeakFaith.tv on your Fire TV device on your regular television set. All right, so you can punch in sftv.io very quickly using your Fire TV remote. And there's instructions on the speakfaith.tv website, which, of course, again, is this address. Go to that address. You'll see a video on how to set it up on your Fire TV. All right? So all of those great options are available for you, and you need to be taking advantage of it. Particularly during these days. I've had so many people write and say how much they appreciate SpeakFaith.tv being out there where they can tune in. I just saw that we are approaching 12,000 viewers. Praise God. On SpeakFaith.tv. That is exciting. It hasn't been that long ago that we crossed the threshold into 10,000 viewers. And now we're just about to pass the threshold of 12,000 in that short period of time since I made that announcement. So, wow, that's exciting. And that's how popular it is for people to receive from the Word of God. It's not because it's part of this ministry, Word of Faith Ministries, at all. It is simply because the Word of God is going forth. And like I've said before, I am so excited and so humbled by the fact that right here from this office, if I were to turn and look right over there, I can see all of my servers in Iraq, all of those servers are putting out the word constantly, putting out the word. It's preaching. Hallelujah. It's preaching all the time. And I'm talking about all four radio stations in the Word of Faith radio network right over there. Preach it all the time. I'm talking about that big, huge content delivery server, CDN server, that's putting out all of SpeakFaith.tv's video. Wow. I tell you, that's exciting. I'm sitting right here looking at all of those machines doing nothing but preach the word. Preach the gospel. The gospel is good news. Okay? The gospel is good news. And that good news is that Jesus Christ is alive and well. He is the head of the church. He has not gotten off his throne. He's still there. And I tell you what, the word of God's going forth. And that is exciting. All right? Praise the Lord. So today, I want to talk about something a little bit different. Something important. And that is believing that you receive. All right? Now, I'm talking about that on the radio program, too. Like I said, getting back on message. Getting back on message. That's what we need to do. And I need to tell you how to believe to receive. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's go over and look at the scripture. I'm going to open up my eSword Bible on my computer. And we're going to look at the scripture over in Mark chapter 11. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Bible. But if I quote from the King James, forgive me for that, because I read this out of the King James. I have read it for so many years, it just comes to me. But I have to force myself to read it out of the New King James, because it's got a little clearer, reference here that I want us to see, okay? So let's go to Mark 11:22. Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Now, I pointed out before that the Greek here says have God's kind of faith, or have the faith of God, okay? In other words, what we're about to see is how God uses his faith and how we, as believers, can use his faith, all right? That's what we're talking about. So now let's go into it. Mark 11:23. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Okay? Now verse 24, this is what I want you to see. "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Now, you'll notice that the word "them," whether you're reading out of the King James or the New King James, the word "them" in this verse is italicized. Now, let me give you a little insight. When you see a word in the King James italicized, it means that that word was added by the translators, at the discretion of the translators, because they thought it would help you understand it and make it clearer. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with us taking that word temporarily, okay? Take it out, because it's not in the original text. Okay? If you're reading this out of the Greek, the word "them" wouldn't be there. So let's just skip over that and read it without that word "them," okay? Let's go back and read it. "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive and you will have." Do you see that? Believe that you receive and you will have. Now, I emphasize the "will have" because that refers to a future point in time. You don't have it yet, but you will have it. Okay? Now, this is important. Stick with me. You don't have it yet, but you will have it at the point you pray. But at the point you pray, you believe that you receive. When you pray, at that moment in time, you believe that you have received it, but you don't have it yet. But you believe that you receive it, but you don't have it yet. Okay? Now, why am I stressing this? Because this is where most people get confused about faith. They make a statement like, I'll believe it when I see it. That is inherently incorrect. Impossible. Now you say, whoa, now hold on, Dr. Bill. What do you mean by that? That can't be. I've said I'll believe it when I see it my whole life. Well, your whole life you've been wrong. Okay? Stop and think with me here. I don't need to believe. If I see it, it's there. I can see it, I can sense it, I can touch it. All my senses function and tell me it's there. All right? It has manifested, it is there. At that point, I'm no longer believing that I receive it because I've got it. It's done. I have to believe that I receive it before it's there to my senses. Okay? This is so critical. This is the whole point of believing that you receive. You must believe that you have received when you pray and it hasn't manifested yet. This is the essence of what faith is. Faith is only in operation when you don't physically feel it, touch it, taste it. It's not manifested in the present sense. It is yet to be, as far as the physical is concerned. But you believe that you have received it when you pray, which is prior to it being manifested. Okay? I know some people are scratching their head. Don't. Don't get off on me here. Don't fade out. Don't quit paying attention. And please don't think I'm just playing with words. I'm not. There's a point to this. You must believe you have received when you pray, even though your senses are telling you it is not yet there, present. That's when it's faith. The I'll believe it when I see it crowd wants to be able to touch it and deal with it in the physical world, at which point they're no longer having faith, they're having sight. They see it. They know it's there. Okay? There's no faith involved in that. But if I believe that I have received it and I can't touch it, and I can't taste it, and I can't use all my senses to see that it's there, yet I have believed I've received it, and as far as I'm concerned, it is there, I have it, that's faith. The only way you can do that is through faith. Faith only works, listen closely, faith only works when it's not physically manifested yet. Okay? Now see, we've got five physical senses. Okay? Hearing, seeing, touching, tasting, and I'm forgetting one. Five of them though, okay? But there is a sense beyond those. And I'm not talking about telepathy or psychic stuff. None of that. That's of the devil. No, I'm talking about the sixth, the real sixth sense is faith. Believing that you receive when you pray, that kind of faith, God's kind of faith, is a sense beyond the five physical senses. That's why somebody operating in faith will say, I am currently the healed of the Lord, when in fact, their physical body is telling you they're still sick. They're seeing beyond the natural. They're believing beyond what is presently true, put true in quotes, all right? Because they're seeing beyond it to the spiritual. They're seeing beyond it to the truth of God's word. Okay? This is how you believe that you receive when you pray. Now let's go back and look at what the scripture says here. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive, and you will have. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Now, let me say very quickly that he didn't include that verse after the verses we just read previously, just on a whim. In order for your faith to work, you have to operate in love. Faith works through and by love. So if you are harboring resentment against your brother, then you are not walking in love, and your faith will be short-circuited. All right? So you have to walk in love in order for faith to work. You have to forgive in order for faith to work. That's why I included it there. But now let's go back up and read verse 22 again. Have God's kind of faith. Okay, Jesus, how do I use God's kind of faith? Whoever says to the issue, the mountain, the problem, the sickness and disease. Now notice, you're talking to the problem. You're not talking about the problem. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I'm so sick. See, that's enforcing your sickness. That's not believing that you have received the manifestation of the answer, the healing. So you say, not, I am not sick. Listen, don't say, I am not sick, because your body may have symptoms. What you say is, according to the word of God, Jesus bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases. By his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, then I am the healed. Therefore, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, you haven't gotten it yet at that point. That's right, and that's why it's called faith. That is why it's called faith. You're faithing it. Amen. You're believing you've received it before you have it. That's how it works. Now let's keep going. Whoever says to the issue, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he is saying are coming to pass. That's what the Greek says. Believe that the words that you're speaking out of your mouth, what you're saying is coming to pass. Then you will have whatever you say. Now notice he talks about saying three times to believe in one time. So there's three times more emphasis on the saying part than there is on the believing part. Amen? Why is that? Because the saying part's where people fall down. That's where they stop their saying. In other words, they're no longer operating in faith because they stop saying it. They stop saying, I'm the healed of the Lord. They stop saying, Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And they start saying, oh, I feel so bad. Oh, I'm so sick. So you've negated your prayer at that point. No, you need to believe that what you're saying is coming to pass. I am the healed of the Lord. I confess that I am well. You're doing it by faith. You know that you haven't received it yet because you still feel the symptoms. But that's okay. Don't let that bother you. You keep saying what the Word of God says about you. I am the healed of the Lord. I believe I received my healing. This is how I got up off my deathbed 3 years ago. I believed what I was saying was coming to pass. I believe I'm the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. That's all you could get me to say. I would not say I am sick. I would not say I am weak. No, the Word of God says, let the weak say, I am strong. Are the weak strong at that point? No, they're weak. Otherwise, the Bible wouldn't have said they're weak. But they're to say, I am strong. You say what you desire to receive. Amen? That's how believing that you receive works. Okay? Anything other than that is not believing that you receive. It may be wishing. It may be a hoping and a praying. But it's not Bible faith. Okay? And hoping and a praying won't cut it. You know, just whatever you want to say won't cut it. Confessing the problem won't cut it. You've got to believe that you receive when you pray. At the moment you pray, you believe you have received at that moment. Now the Word says you shall have, which means you don't have it yet in the natural. But you shall if you'll keep confessing what the Word of God says. All right? We're out of time. We're going to stop right here. But I tell you what, you need to meditate on this. You need to study this. You need to understand what believing that you receive is all about. Amen? All right, now I want you to write me here. My address is drbill@speakfaith.org. As it says there up on the screen, drbill@speakfaith.org. You can also write me at my regular mailing address, which is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Join me again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.